It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. We're following breaking news on the 7 o'clock report.
Firefighters are on the scene of an ammonia and water leak right now at Smith's Distribution Warehouse.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene near 500 North and 11th West in Layton with the very latest, John.
Yeah, Amanda, fire crews were called out to the warehouse around 5 this morning. Layton Fire Battalion Chief Jason Cook says while responding, they found out that this actually wasn't a fire, but a water break and then also an ammonia leak.
A substantial leak that was sufficient enough that it had eroded the dirt from beneath the concrete surface in the area where these ammonia tanks store the ammonia for that particular building.
The ammonia did not travel inside, and there's no threat to anyone that was in the building. Fire crews were able to get both the water and ammonia leak stopped, and now plant facilities is working to determine where it came from. They say that'll probably take a couple of days to figure out. Reporting live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Governor Gary Herbert calling for a special legislative session tomorrow evening to vote on a new tax reform bill.
Utah tax reform. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Most Utahns would see their income taxes cut by a couple hundred dollars, while the child tax credit would be raised to $2,500 a kid if the current tax reform bill passes. But the most controversial part of it's always been restoring the full food tax. Logan Senator Lyle Hilliard argued this week that the state also needs to put sales taxes on more services to make up for a multi-million dollar deficit in the general fund.
Income tax is the most volatile tax we have, and while it's high today, we know it's going to go down.
One of the very few changes that will probably be made is how Social Security recipients will be taxed, after concerns the elderly would see their rates go up, something lawmakers say should not happen. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
With live team coverage, I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Not everyone in government is on board with the tax reform plan. Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox expressed concern the bill is a rushed decision with not enough public support. He disagrees on increasing the sales tax on food, too, and says it'll burden people living at the margins. And other candidates for governor agree. Jeff Burningham says the proposed grocery tax hike hurts the most needy among us. John Huntsman Jr. said it's not a moral thing for government to do. And Amy Winder Newton says that passing the bill tomorrow would be premature. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Another hazy day today with highs in the mid-40s, but things start changing, it looks like, tomorrow.
Another winter storm is on its way, so we've got another winter storm watch to tell folks about, and that's mainly for the mountainous areas up north where we will expect some snow to begin. In fact, the mountain snow begins mainly tomorrow afternoon, goes through Friday, and all the way through the middle of Saturday.
Grant says by Saturday, we'll be seeing some snow in the valleys as well. He says mountain accumulations from the storm could be 1 to 2 feet.
Police say a 24-hour crime spree came to a crashing end when two teens smashed a stolen car into a pole in Riverton. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports.
We're told from law enforcement they face charges such as aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. Now, investigators tell us that this young duo stole a gun out of a vacant apartment and then used that gun to steal a woman's car. Both of them have been booked into the juvenile detention center.
Investigators say the teens had run away from the Salt Lake Juvenile Center on Monday.
A man who knows something about impeachment has a bit of advice. KSL's top national stories now. Shawn Michael Lyle is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Tim, the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment today ahead of a vote to send them to the full House. The last president to be impeached, Bill Clinton, saying this.
The rest of us should go about our lives, and all of us commenting on it won't have anything to do with it. They should do their job. I'll do mine.
President Trump rallying in Pennsylvania last night, noting how Speaker Pelosi announced agreement on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal an hour after unveiling articles of impeachment.
And it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment.
Pelosi had been saying impeachment must be bipartisan. We have breaking news this hour. We have Naval Air Station Corpus Christi is reporting to be in lockdown, with the base saying that a suspect is in custody. No word on what happened, but it follows Friday's shooting at NAS Pensacola in Florida. The Texas base is promising more information as they're calling everybody to shelter in place. And Time magazine names 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as their person of the year.
I have been constantly talking about our rapidly declining carbon budgets over and over again.
She's the youngest person of the year in Time's history. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
We're hearing from a witness to last week's mass shooting at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Cheryl Poister saw a victim collapse after he alerted first responders to the gunman's location.
If he had not come through that doorway at that moment, I would be dead.
The military later identified the shooter as a visiting Saudi national. The Pentagon has since suspended training for all Saudi military students in the U.S., including flight and firearms training.